I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 757, Asking Meaningful Questions. We all wish we could have more significant interactions with people to whom we converse. But what to say? That's the question. Often the awkward silence causes us either to retreat from the conversation altogether or default to small talk about the weather, sports, and such. There must be a better way. And yes, there is. Let me help. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, where Jesus was asked, what's the greatest commandment? He said, love God with all you got and love others. We want Jesus to live a life of love through us. The way to do that is often to ask better questions. Now, I've done a lot of episodes on asking good questions. You might want to go back and scroll through the 700 plus episodes and you'll find them listed there and listen to a few. I've even pointed out that Jesus was the master at asking questions. Questions that got to the heart of the matter and made a difference in people's lives. Today, I want to help us be more like Jesus in doing this important act of loving by listening and by asking what matters. If we're going to get better at this, it's going to require that we do what Paul wrote in Philippians 2, where he said, do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. We will never have deep, meaningful conversations if we see our conversations as simply a tool to make us look good or to get across our agenda. It is possible to have better conversations that matter if we get away from the small talk of, so what do you do, and where are you from, and how do you like the weather today, and so on. Today, I will reference five questions from a blog post titled Leading with Questions. Question number one, what's your story? Go ahead, try it. Ask that and then just stop. No, I want to hear your story. Let the other person take that question wherever he or she wishes because you've just given them permission to speak from their heart. Question number two, what makes you smile when you get up in the morning? This is seeking to know what brings the other person joy, something that he or she is deeply grateful for. Question number three, what is that one book that has influenced your life the most? Whatever the reply, the brilliance of this question is an open invitation to follow up with other questions. The what, the why, the how that book touched their lives. And this could be about marriage or faith or business or whatever. The fourth question, what absolutely excites you right now? Now, who doesn't like to talk about what he or she loves to talk about? Now, it could be personal or familial, or it could be something meaningful, to be sure. And maybe then you're able to connect those dots with the same dots in your own life. And the fifth question, what is the most important thing I should know about you? I love that question. It's so good. It gives space for the other person to share what makes him or her tick. I think you know what the great question is going to be today, so in advance, let me review the five. Questions to ask to go deeper. What's your story? What makes you smile when you get up in the morning? What is that one book that's influenced you the most? What absolutely excites you right now? And what is the most important thing that I should know about you? All right, here's the great question. Which one of those questions will you take for a test drive in the conversations that you have today? Let's pray this prayer from crosswalk.com. Dear Lord, I want to learn to listen more than I speak. Show me how to interact with others in a way that helps them dig deeper to find wisdom. Reveal to me when I'm talking too much and when I need to ask questions instead. I'm grateful that I can bring all my questions to you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 758. In the meantime, whatever question you pick, the trick is to make the conversation about the other person and not about you. To actually listen and then allow space for the Holy Spirit to work. So as you're listening to the person, listen to the Spirit inside of you to help guide that conversation. You know, people love to talk about themselves. And when you let them and listen with no agenda except to get to know them, you're really loving them. Treat him or her as if that person is the most important person in the room and that you simply want to know them more. Today, may the Lord help you ask meaningful questions.